Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of the realm of heroes and monsters Storytime. With your host, me, A.P. Fuchs. Alright, and the show is going to follow a very simple format. I just want to introduce you to it. It's going to have a quick introduction. I'm going to do a brief bit of pulp culture talk. Then I'm going to talk very briefly about what I'm working on creatively. And then we're going to get right into story time because that's why you're listening to this. You're listening for a story. And if you stick around till after the end music, there's a little something at the end. All right? So let's get started. A quick intro. Welcome to the realm of heroes, Storytime with A.P. Fuchs. And the goal of this podcast is simply to bring you stories that you can listen to on your commute, you can listen to relaxing at home, maybe on a break at work, whatever. All right? You listen to it whenever you want. All right? But that's what this is going to be about. Stories and a bit of nerdy stuff. It's that simple. All right, so a little bit about me really quickly. Okay, my name is A.P. Fuchs. Yes, my last name looks like a swear word. I understand that. It's German, and I've gotten all the jokes, but I got a really cool thing about it. And here it is. So in German, it's pronounced, well, it depends who you talk to and what if it's High German or Low German, but it's called Fuchs, which we all know what that sounds like. But the English pronunciation typically is Fuchs, or Fuchs, and I've heard all the jokes, so there's probably nothing you could say that could surprise me. All right, and I've been in this creative slash publishing game for approximately 24 years. I finished my first book when I was 19. Technically, I started drawing comic characters when I was about 15 or so. The goal was to become a comic book artist. I even went to animation school after high school was done, but I got into writing instead. And I started off with writing. The idea was to write maybe three or four short stories that would interconnect. But it turns out that those three or four short stories turned into a novel. My very first novel called A Stranger Dead. It's presently out of print. I plan to bring it back one day. It's my first book, so it's special in that context. And then after that, it's been book after book after book, with my primary focus being superheroes and monsters. I also do art, namely, again, superhero and monster art. That's my thing, and you can all check it out on my website at apfuchs.ca. And that's basically me. It's that simple, you know. In terms of pop culture stuff, I'll give you my two favorite superheroes in terms of mainstream. I've been a Superman fan since I was 3 years old. I would run around the house with the classic towel around the neck. And then in kindergarten, my mom made me my Superman costume from scratch for kindergarten Halloween. And then after that, I got another suit. And then that was later on in elementary years. And I just spent all my time playing in imagination world, Supermaning it up. And then later on in life, in my teens, I got into collecting some comics and stuff. And then more so in my late teens and early 20s, I got into the collectibles, you know. But I'm not a have-to-buy-everything Superman collectible kind of guy. I'm more of an action figure guy, and I really like Superman action figures where he's wearing his original costume, like the red and blue, you know, as opposed to, you know, they have other versions come out sometimes where he's wearing odd colors, and it's, you know, those I'm not into. But I love different series lines with him in his classic gear. And then my second favorite superhero is Nightwing. I love Dick Grayson as Nightwing. I started collecting one of the series when I was, the comic series that is, when I was 15 or 16 years old, when Scott McDaniel and Chuck Dixon were doing it. Try saying that 10 times fast. And then I've been collecting Nightwing stuff as well since then. And again, Nightwing action figures with him wearing his classic outfit, whether it was the really old school 70s collared gear, or if it was his now, you know, sleek blue and black, or for a time there it was red and black. And yeah, so anyway, that's Nightwing. And then, creatively speaking, I'm going to talk what we're going to do about this show. I wrote a book called Flash Attack. Subtitle is Thrilling Stories of Terror, Adventure, and Intrigue. And for those who don't know, Flash Attack contains Flash fiction. And what Flash fiction is short stories that range, depending who you talk to, and they change the measurements often, is 250 to 1,000 word long stories. They're short stories, but they have a beginning, middle, and end, and they're very nice to listen to, they're very nice to read, they're very brief, but you also get a little tale out of it. So that's what we're going to be reading from, is Flash Attack. All right? And so what I'm going to do is, these first few episodes are, of course, going to be shorter, because we're dealing with Flash fiction. But as the show goes on and we move on, we're going to get, the episodes are going to get a bit longer, because we're going to get into longer short stories. But for the first season, for this first arc, so to speak, we're going to be doing Flash fiction. So this is the synopsis from Flash Attack, and then we're going to get right into story time. All right, here we go. Flash fiction. Short stories with a beginning, middle, and an end. Contained herein are a plethora of thrilling stories of adventure and intrigue, horror and danger, excitement and suspense. Ranging from tales of superheroics to those of thrills and chills, Flash Attack is one heck of an exciting ride with surprises at every turn. Written by cult writer A.P. Fuchs, these stories are guaranteed to take your reading experience to the next level and beyond. Prepare to be attacked. Flash Attacked. Alright guys, here we go. Episode 1. The Key. Reluctantly, he handed over the key. If only she knew what it was for. But she had no idea. She couldn't have. Not even after all this time. Oh, but when she found out. The thought gave him pause. Could she be trusted? Would she come through? If she was anything, she was honorable. This he knew. But the key, the one he'd been guarding his whole life, once she had it. It was only a matter of time, he supposed, before he told her. She knew about the key, that was for sure. Knew about it all along, actually, but not what it was for. The plan had been to never tell her its power, but things didn't always go according to plan. It was after a few nights in the bar that he let the details about the key's power slip. The third night, actually, the one filled with heavy beer and tequila shots. Keeping a filter when under the influence. It was never his strong suit. Sure, he could do it, even force it. After many beers, he had to force it. But eventually the walls came down and he told her about what the key could do. It opened the door to that other place. That place he hadn't been to since he was a child. She immediately intrigued and, like all good women taking care of drunken men, laughed it off as if he'd simply had drank too much and that was it. But after, when he was sober and made a foolish attempt at covering his tracks, she totally called him on it. Had she really known all along and learned that the door, that portal, wasn't a thing of fables? Magic realms were real. But she needed a key to get to them, and he had one. It was the one he gave her. And he knew he'd only give it to her.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking around to the end of the show. And to end the show, this is actually I'm going to give you a weird fact. And this is actually quite fitting, given where I live. Do you know that flamingos basically walk on their tiptoes? And when they bend their legs, they don't bend at the knees like you and I do. They bend at the ankles. So imagine having that ability, walking around and there goes your ankles and you're walking on your, feet on the side or something bizarre. Anyway, that's your weird fact of the day. And take it, tell your friends. All right, have a good time and we'll see you next show.